Welcome to Basic Gospel. Hello, everybody. This is our first week on the air for this program on your station, and we'll be here every day, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern, bringing the basic gospel into your life. It's relevant, it's personal, and it's essential. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we're here to provide scriptural answers to your Bible questions and personal issues. This is where the basic gospel intersects with your daily life. Hear it, believe it, live it. We invite your phone-in questions right now at 1-800-677-9377. Again, that's 1-800-677-9377, and the lines are open right now. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. This is exciting to be bringing this broadcast to new listeners in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Louisville, Kentucky.
Indeed,
and
it is.
We certainly pray over time that it will spread to many more markets and reach many more listeners. But this is basic gospel. We're just talking about what's of first importance to each and every one of us as far as God is concerned. And as we mentioned yesterday, and we love the fact that our lines lit up, this is a live call-in program. And this is where basic gospel intersects with your daily life. And you will learn that this is a program that is grace-oriented. It's biblically uncompromised. So you're going to get answers directly from the Word of God. So we encourage you to call. You may be having a situation that you're struggling with. You may have a Bible passage that you're confused about. Well, call right now, 1-800-677-9377. Let's explore together and see how the basic gospel applies to your situation. I mentioned this yesterday, but you may hear things on this program you have never heard before. Mm-hmm. You may actually get your toes stepped on. Yeah. Sometimes that's what basic gospel does. That's what the message of Jesus Christ, His love and grace, does for each and every one of us. Why? Because we're people filled with pride, and we have all kinds of things that we're interested in, agendas that we want to see accomplished, and we're looking to God to get help to bring about our agendas. But when we get right down to the basic gospel, when we get right down to what Jesus has to say to us, we have to let go of those agendas. We have to let go of our pride, and sometimes that's very painful to do. Yeah. But that's what this program is all about, just bringing us right to that point where the rubber meets the road. Mm-hmm. And this is the good news, the truth that is of first importance to you. And here it is. We have a Savior who loves us. His name is Jesus Christ. This Jesus rose from the dead, and He is alive today. That is just the best news that we could ever hear, that Jesus Christ, the one who died for us then, was raised to life, and He is alive today. And certainly, if He's alive today, He has something to say to us today, and He has truth to speak into our situations. So let's join together and listen to what He has to say. When you get right down to it, Christianity is His story lived out in our lives. So on this broadcast, we invite you to hear the basic gospel, believe the basic gospel, and live it out in day-to-day experience.
Absolutely. This is Basic Gospel, and we have open lines for you right now, toll-free, 1-800-677-9377. Wherever you're hearing the broadcast, we encourage your call. Again, toll-free in the U.S. and Canada, 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. Before we go to our phone lines, introduce Richard Piper.
Hi there.
He was not here yesterday, but will be joining us each and every day from this day forward. Richard has been with the ministry for a little over 10 years. He has a wonderful background, has a very solid, thorough knowledge of the Word of God, specifically the Old Testament, and how that was a foreshadowing of all that we have in Christ Jesus. So you will hear a lot of wonderful stuff from Richard as we come on the air each and every day, and he will be answering a lot of questions. But for right now, let's go to Brooklyn, New York, and talk with Charles, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Charles.
Hi, God bless you, brother.
And to you as well. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I have a situation, maybe. I really do need the advice of God to guide me. About 4 years ago, I got married to my wife, and she's in the Dominican Republic. And since then, it's been difficult for me to bring her here. She was denied for a visa, and things hasn't been going well as far as, you know, communication. And I just don't know if I did the right thing. I had prayed about it, and I don't believe in divorce, but God surely doesn't believe in divorce. And it's just overwhelmed. Like, financially, it's overtaken, you know, my situation. I just don't know what to do.
So, Charles, let me get this straight. You live in Brooklyn.
I live in Brooklyn.
And your wife lives in the Dominican Republic?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And she's never been able to come to the United States because she does not have a visa to immigrate in?
Right. She was denied. We both was denied.
Okay. You were both denied, even though you were married. Where did you get married?
I got married in the Dominican Republic, but because of so many forced documents that people try to get out of the country and do illegal things, so right away they believe that our marriage wasn't legit. It was a forced marriage.
It was a sham, so to speak.
Yes, exactly. So I was forced to get an attorney, which that's overwhelming. It's costing me too much. And it's just, it's, I can't sleep at night. I can't concentrate on my job. It's just overwhelming.
Well, that is a weighty situation that you're dealing with there, Charles. How long have you been married?
I've been married since 2009. Be actually 4 years this year. Okay.
So y'all have been apart since then?
No, I normally used to take two trips or maybe three trips a year, but this year I wasn't able to do it.
Okay, so you haven't seen her in quite some time.
Since last year, yes, last year.
Yeah. So what does she want to do?
I mean, she's willing to wait.
Okay.
She's willing to wait, but it's so long.
Well, Charles, if she's willing to wait and you're willing to wait, then I think you wait. Think you have a unique situation, and
yes,
you've got some red tape to work through. There's some financial issues that you have to come to grips with, how you can best handle that financial situation and pay the legal costs that are necessary to bring her to the United States. If she's willing to wait and if you're willing to wait, I say wait. I think that's
right.
What the Lord would have you to do in this particular situation. You know, you don't want to get divorced just because it's the convenient thing to do. It solves a problem.
Exactly.
Apparently, you got married to her because you loved her. And you wanted to serve her, and you wanted to love her just as Christ loved the church. Well, if that's still the case, trust the Lord to work this together for good. He has promised to do so. There might be things that come about that are unexpected that can bring her here. So trust that the Lord is bigger than this problem, and He's big enough to make it work together for your good and for her good as well.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Charles. Well, let me put you on hold. We'll send you a gift, the Basic Gospel Journey. I think it will be a big help to you as far as establishing you in the gospel, establishing you really in your relationship with Christ. And I'm assuming that you are a Christian.
Yes, I am.
Okay. You know that you've been made alive together with Christ and that He's taken away all of your sins? Well,
yes,
then just keep trusting. He's alive. He's big enough. He will handle this situation. Well, let me put you on hold, Charles. We'll send you this free gift, the Basic Gospel Journey. So thanks for calling.
Thank you, brother.
Okay.
God bless you.
And we have open lines. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-677-9377. This is Basic Gospel. We await your phone calls. Again, 1-800-677-9377.
Isn't that amazing to know that Jesus Christ is alive?
Oh,
that
my.
We're not just relying on an event that happened 2,000 years ago. I mean, there was this event that happened 2,000 years ago. Jesus died to take away our sins. So that those things that were keeping us separated from God, that were obstacles as far as our relationship to God was concerned, have been totally removed in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. And when we receive Him, we receive that forgiveness that He provided. But then Jesus died, was buried, and on the third day, He was raised back to life. Well, what does that mean? That He is alive today, and He can speak into our situation right now. We don't have to just look at some historical event and figure out ways that can apply today. The fact that Jesus is alive means that He's interested and that he's actively involved in whatever we're going through right now.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to Arnold in Brooklyn, New York, and who's listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Arnold.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hello.
Arnold, you need to turn down your radio so we can hear you, okay?
All right, I turned it off.
Okay. How can we help you today?
I have a verse that I'm a little bit confused about. It's Revelation chapter 13, verse 8.
Okay, all inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast, all whose names have not been written in the book of life belonging to the Lamb that was slain from the creation of the world. I think it's just a verse that draws a line of division between the lost and the saved. Those who are lost, who have rejected Jesus Christ, those are the ones who are going to worship the beast. Those who know Christ, whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life, their worship goes to the Lord Jesus Christ himself. They will not bow the knee and worship the beast. Only those who are lost, who have rejected Christ. That's what this is talking about. All inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast. Those inhabitants whose names have not been written in the book of life.
Yes.
But I was confused when I read the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world.
Well, Jesus Christ was the plan of God before this earth was even created. I mean, God knew what was going to happen. He knew what was going to take place. He knew that Satan was going to try to subject mankind to sin and death. He knew all of that before this world even came into being. And so there was this plan, and it was always around Jesus, the person and work of Jesus Christ. So Jesus knew he was going to someday become flesh and take upon himself the sins of the world, be buried, and then be raised back to life the third day, and in his resurrected life to call out of this world a people that he could call his own, that could show forth his praises in this world. So Jesus Christ was always the plan of God. Sometimes we think, Richard, don't we, that as far as God is concerned, he created and he just had this perfect world all set in place, and then Satan comes along and just messes up the plans. And so it's like, oh my, I have to scratch my head and figure out what do I do next. And so once sin came in the world, then God met with Jesus and the Holy Spirit, and they came up with this plan. Oh, here's what we can do. Well, that's not the case at all. There's nothing that ever surprises God. Nothing. So it may surprise you, but as far as God is concerned, nothing surprises him, and he had this plan in place, and this was always the plan of God, the Lamb that was slain from the creation of the world.
Yeah. Basic Arnold, gospel. Go ahead.
Arnold, let me put you on hold. We'll send you a gift, the Basic Gospel Journey.
Yeah. Basic Gospel is a new broadcast on your station, and hope you will like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And, of course, that's at Basic Gospel RDO. RDO, of course, standing for radio.
That's right. So if you're one of those social media people, certainly take advantage of this. Join the conversation at Facebook and Twitter. We would love to see you there as well.
Social media like me, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, let's go to Z listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Z.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine, thanks.
Great.
How can we help you today?
I just had two questions. I definitely was seeking some guidance or answers on. The first question, if someone could just explain to me, what exactly did Christ mean? Forgive me, I don't know exactly where in the Bible it is, but when he said, let the dead bury their dead, what was, you know, is there some kind of other meaning to that? What was he meaning to the believers? What was he meaning when he said that? And the other question being, I once had a dream, and a dream simply, I saw in the dream Luke 5:28. And I had never read Luke. This was a long time ago. But I remember vividly seeing that, and I wondered, is that the Holy Spirit talking to me? Was that Christ talking to me? Was that an angel talking to me? I want to know if you could answer those questions.
Well, Z, good questions. As far as the first one is concerned, when Jesus is saying, let the dead bury the dead, he has just issued a statement to some folks saying, follow me. And they raise these excuses. They raise their hands and say, well, I can't do it right now. Let me go take care of my affairs. Let me go bury this particular person. And when all of that is said and done, then I will come and follow you. And as far as Christ is concerned, and as far as the Word of God is concerned, it's always today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. So if you're not willing to follow right now, in spite of what you have going on in your life, you're not necessarily going to be willing to follow tomorrow or the next day or the next day. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to follow Jesus. And it's interesting when he looked, when he was on the shores of the Sea of Galilee and he looked out in the boats and he saw Peter and Andrew in one boat and then James and John in another boat. And he called out to them from the shoreline and he said, follow me. And scripture tells us that Peter and Andrew got out of the boat, they left everything, and they followed the Lord. And the same was true of James and John. They didn't say to Jesus, we have all these other things that we need to take care of first. They just left all of that immediately and went and followed Jesus. And so here in this particular story, that was the same context. Jesus had issued a call, follow me. These folks were giving excuses. And he said, no, those things can wait. The most important thing, the essential thing, the thing that is of first importance to you is Jesus Christ himself. And so when you hear his voice, when you hear the gospel message that says, come unto me, receive life everlasting, let that be what compels you forward. Everything else will take care of themselves. I can guarantee you that. First and foremost, follow Jesus. So that was the message that he was giving in that particular story. Now, as far as your second question, you know, we could speculate on, it was the Holy Spirit, maybe it was an angel, maybe it was this. All of that is really not that important. What's important is what we hear and read in the Word of God. The Word of God has to be our foundation. The Word of God has to be the anchor. And as we trust God's Spirit to reveal to us the meaning of this Word of God, then we can step out in faith on what the Spirit of God is leading us to do. Lots of times we have these experiences, and they're wonderful experiences, and they're positive experiences. But we put a lot of stock in that experience, and we want to say, wow, I must be extra special because God revealed them self to me in this special way. Well, and that's not the case. God revealed his love to all of us through the death of Jesus Christ. God revealed his desire for each and every one of us through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And if we're not going to trust the fact that God raised Jesus back to life, then we're really not going to trust in what these special experiences are. So our anchor, our foundation is the gospel message, what Jesus accomplished for us through his death, burial, and resurrection, and the fact that that is revealed to us in the Word of God. So stay right there. Let your foundations be strong in the Word and strong in the Lord, and you will not go wrong. Well, Z, let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy of that, the Basic Gospel Journey as well. Well, let's go to Ansonia, Connecticut, and talk with Keith. Hi, Keith.
Hi, how are you today?
Doing fine. Welcome.
Hi. I just got a quick question. Like, Paul wrote in his word that to be separate from the body is to be with Christ. Okay? And then when the thief was on the cross with Christ, today you'll be with me in paradise. That means they went straight to heaven. Okay? But when Jesus comes back on the resurrection, he says, it says in Revelations that the dead shall rise with him. Who are the dead if we're already with him? I mean, like, if all the Christians had died before us and before you and me and die with us,
there's a couple of things, and I'm not sure exactly what passage in Revelation you're referring to, at the end it says the dead will be called out, and there's this great white throne judgment. And the dead that he's referring to there are those who have rejected Christ, those who aren't saved. And so they will be called out. There will be a judgment that takes place, the great white throne judgment, and it will be revealed to them what their eternal destiny is, and that is hell, eternal separation from God. Now, as far as Jesus coming back, he's going to bring with him those who belong to him. We see that talked about in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and those that are still here, they will go up and meet the Lord in the air. I think there's two different things that you may be referring to there. But the first, Revelation, when the dead are raised, that's talking about those who have rejected Christ.
Okay, but I'm pretty sure it does say dead in Christ will be raised up and go with and meet him in the sky.
Well, that's 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. That's exactly right, that he's talking about the resurrection of the body at that particular point in time, we're going to get new bodies. That's the hope of the gospel, isn't it? Just as Christ was raised physically from the dead and received a new body, we too are going to receive a new body. And if Jesus comes back, then that resurrection is going to take place. So that's what he's talking about there, Keith. But we sure appreciate the call. Great, great question today. Let me put you on hold, and we'll send you a copy of this audio message, The Basic Gospel Journey.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's available to anyone at our website, basicgospel.net. We invite you to visit us there at basicgospel.net. We have a big blue box right on the front page that says a free gift for you. Just click that, fill out the information, and we will send you this CD. Everyone is on a journey. It's just, where is your journey going to take you? Well, Jesus has a journey that is better than anything the world can offer. And that's the invitation for you to join Jesus on this basic gospel journey.
Absolutely.
A free gift available to you. Just go to basicgospel.net. And sign up, and we'll send it to you.
Yeah.
Well, let's quickly go to Chico, who's listening to us on WAVA in Maryland. Hi, Chico.
Hey, how are you?
Doing fine. Nice to hear from you.
Hey, thank you.
How can we help you today?
I was struggling with, a concept from what I've been reading in the Bible. And one is where we're not forgiven for our works, but we are still expected to follow God's law. And I guess my question is, when you struggle with a sin that you've repented for and you keep that same sin,
let me just read this to you quickly in Hebrews chapter 10. It says, "And by that will we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. The death of Jesus Christ, the blood that he shed, took away our sins once and for all. And in exchange for that, Jesus Christ gave us his holiness. He has set us apart for his own use." And then he says, "Their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more." That's the good news of the gospel. So the sin issue has been dealt with once and for all. Chico, thanks for your call. Let me put you on hold. We'll send you this gift.
A quick reminder, I want to reiterate, Bob, what you were saying, that at Basic Gospel, for you, our friends, we have a resource to aid your spiritual growth and understanding of the gospel of the Lord Jesus. It's that CD by Bob Christopher called The Basic Gospel Journey, our gift to you during the month of June. Simply go online to basicgospel.net and click the link on the home page that says A Gift for You, The Basic Gospel Journey link for your free CD. We'll get it on the way to you immediately. A reminder as well that this program will be heard every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Invite you to call with Bible questions or your concerns for everyday life. We're here to help. We want to hear from you. We'll be back tomorrow, as I said, and we hope you'll join us for Basic Gospel.